Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Desperate House Witches. I am Dorian Wallace, joined as always by my lovely sister, Raina Starr.
Hello. Welcome to Friday, you bastards. Anyway, before we go get into that, let me give a disclaimer. Okay.
Yes.
So this is a show that is not G-rated. It is not PG-rated. I swear like a sailor. If you have sensitive ears, or you have children in the room, you either want to turn the station now or get the little people out of the way, because once I start, I don't fucking stop. Oops, I started. There you go. That's what happened.
Yeah.
Go ahead and give your shout out. I just do your thing, Mommy.
Got to give my weekly shout out to my cousin Jessica, and I'll give you two knuckle sandwiches and a bag of chips this week because we were off last week. Love you, Jeff.
Generous with the sandwiches. What's the matter? What's
I know.
The matter? What's going on? I hear sighing. I hear moaning. What the fuck?
No, I'm actually doing good. Mercury retrograde is over. I'm not sure about. Apparently, there's some shit going on in the atmosphere.
Yeah.
Like I just found out from DJ Conway earlier.
Yeah.
Apparently,
yeah.
Within the last couple of days, or it might
yeah.
have been weeks, there have been
yeah.
seven, count them, seven motherfucking volcanoes that have exploded. I did not know that.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell? I mean, seven volcanoes. I knew about Mount Etna. I mean, they didn't even have to evacuate anybody at that point. But, I mean, they've been all over the world. And then with the typhoon, the typhoon happening, with all the tornadoes that happened, you know, it's like, what the hell? And the sun has reversed polarity. It's like Mother Nature is like, fuck all y'all. You know?
Yeah, but global warming needs more study. Uh-huh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh, boy. Don't get me started. Don't get me started. Don't.
Oh, no. I still agree with you. But, yeah, it's crazy the shit that's going on in the atmosphere right now. I mean, I'm feeling good, but there's still, like, you know, people that are being, you know, prone to accidents and, you know, people dropping off left and right. You know, I'm not going to go into too many details, but I'm sure most of our community has heard that Sylvia Brown passed away. It's like, you know, Chris Hardwick, he just lost his father. I don't know if you know who he is, but he does a lot of, like, you know, nerdy type shows, which, you know, I like. But it's just, I don't get it. I mean, it's the end of the shift. I don't know what the hell's going on. I don't know if, you know, maybe we were all wrong. We're going to see the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Okay,
it's
ew,
crazy.
And no. Okay,
here's what I think is,
no, nothing's getting worse. The shift is still an occurring thing. It's just shit happens, and that's it. Shit just happens. This is normal daily life. Like I said, the internet makes it so that you hear everything immediately. So you think
yeah.
that the world has changed that much. It hasn't fucking changed. You just know more about it. That's really all that's going on. Sylvia Brown was 77 fucking years old. I mean, no disrespect, but it's not like she went like that. Not really.
Yeah.
You know?
No.
77. I mean, you know, I'm not quite there yet, but I'm thinking, yeah, it could happen. But, yeah, I mean, people get old and die. You know, people eat shit. Our food supply sucks, okay?
Yeah.
People were never allergic to peanuts 40, 50 years ago. Now, all of a sudden, every motherfucker and their mother is allergic to peanuts. I personally think something got bad into the peanut supply and has infected all of the plants. And some people are allergic and some people aren't.
Yeah, I'm thankful
That's
I'm
it.
Not. I don't know if I could deal without Reese's Cups.
I know.
That would
but
be a sucky world.
What, without peanut butter?
Well, yeah, for me. I mean, it's not like I consume mass quantities. I'd rather have Nutella, but, you know, peanut butter,
oh.
I like peanut butter. Yeah,
oh.
I know.
you said the magic N-word, Nutella. only one of the greatest substances known to human beings, just got to say. It's a danger.
Oh.
It's a delight. I can't help myself. Nutella is awesome.
You want to hear an evil recipe that actually my husband came up with, and I could smack him for it. He was like, he got the munchies one night, and we had marshmallows, a jar of Nutella, and dry roasted peanuts. So you know what that motherfucker did? Took the marshmallows, dipped them in the Nutella, and then rolled them in the peanuts. I'm like, you're evil. You are evil. I hate you. Yeah, they're good. Oh, God, they're so good.
That sounds delish. And
it's
just in time
good,
for Thanksgiving, it's my excuse for eating shit. Definitely.
There you
Thanksgiving
go.
is next week, and I am going to put things in my body that shouldn't be there. Don't.
What's his name?
Don't. Again, as I said, don't. All right, so here's the stupid-ass thing your sister did today. You ready, Dorian?
What? Yes.
All right. So here's a general warning to the public. Be very fucking careful of how you autocorrect your autocorrect. I was talking to somebody I work with, and I was really tired. And I forgot to send some stuff, and I started typing, I'm really sorry I didn't get to send your scans, but I've already shut down my computer. I'll send it tomorrow. Well, when I read back what I wrote, it had auto-corrected from shut to shit. So apparently I have shit down my computer because apparently my Android knows that I say shit more than shut. Careful. And of course, fortunately, the person who received this message laughed, you know, hysterically. But that was kind of an embarrassing moment. You shit down your computer, really? How did you manage that? Did you shit on the keyboard? Did you shit on the tablet? What'd you do? I'm very curious to know how this happened. And I'm like, shut the fuck up. Would you please?
Oh, that is a picture in my head on me.
Please don't. Please fucking don't.
Oh, my God. It's horrible.
I know. And I was just, I mean, it's somebody I can say that in front of, but, oh, man, you know, I just was like, how the hell did the autocorrect go? What the? Oh, man. Embarrassing. Anyway. So, aside from shitting on my computer, apparently, there's been nothing of interest going on except for the fact that I went to a concert last week, which I hadn't done in a really long time. And which is why we were not on the air last week, I went to see the Eagles concert. Now, not for nothing, those of you who are not familiar with the Eagles. The Eagles were a band very popular in the early and mid-70s and then broke up and decided 14 years later to get back together and have been playing pretty much on and off for the last 7 years or so, something like that, 6.5, 7 years. Okay?
Yeah.
So, and they actually, no, they got back in 1990-something. Anyway, that was the Hell Freezes Over tour. So they've been playing, and they decided to do this movie about their happy asses. So I was like, okay, we'll go see this concert. And a very nice gentleman took me to see this particular show. And I thought, okay, it's an older band, an older fan base. It's going to be groovy. Well, you know, I'm of a certain age, and people of a certain age refer to women of a certain age as cougars.
Mm-hmm.
And I've never really cared for the term cougar, because to me a cougar is, you know, I mean, I love big kitties, of course, but being called a cougar always makes me think of these lecherous old women, you know. But anyway, so you know, there's really nice folks around us, some couples, a couple of nice dudes, and all of a sudden one of the dudes says, uh-oh, someone let the cougars out. And I could hear giggling and shrieking and all shitty noises that you hear, like, out of 17-year-old girls, 15 to 17-year-olds, the giggling, the carrying on, the being too loud, you know, loud enough because they want other people to hear as if we give a fuck, but we really don't. Well, apparently there's a group of women that do that at my age. Now I'm in my 50s, you know. I like to think, outside of the radio show, I have a modicum of decency, you know. But, yeah, these fucking old cunts come in, and they're sitting right fucking behind me. And they're looking at everything with a dick. I'm like, are you serious? But they weren't looking like, ooh, he's it wasn't like, ooh, he's cute. It was like, I could have a snack out of that, and then give me one of those over there. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding? Show some fucking respect. And then, okay, and then there's a pair of them sitting in front of me next to this really nice couple. And this one, now, I am not a small woman by any stretch, but this broad made me look like Twiggy. And this little tiny gray-haired couple, when I say gray-haired, I don't mean like they were in their 90s. I mean, they were like my age. And they were just very sweet and cute and petite and sitting there quietly talking. And this fat ass over so that her butt was in this woman's face. This pissed me off so much. I wanted to tap the woman on the shoulder in front of me and say, excuse me, is her rear end bothering you? Because I just need a reason. I just need a reason to tell this heifer to stick her ass in a chair. And I'm like, nobody wants to see your behind. Put your ass, have some decency. Put that thing in a chair. Sticking it up in everybody's face like that, you're going to hurt somebody. Ew. And then I have these baboons fucking
do that too.
Oh, my, please. You have no idea. And she's giggling and carrying on. Do you know how, like, when your kids, you kneel on the seat so that you're facing the opposite direction, you're looking up into the crowd? You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. So this fat ass is kneeling backwards, you know, looking around like she's waiting for somebody. Ain't nobody looking for you down in your chair. Because I'm thinking, I just friggin' knew there was no, she's another one just looking for a piece of meat. Shirt too tight, pants too tight, bulges everywhere. I'm like, you are not 25. Are you crazy? Trying to attract a man with all that shit hanging out? Put something that fits on the next time you leave the house. Show a little decency. I mean, what are you thinking? Listen, look, anybody who hears me on the radio, yes, I am crass, I curse, I talk about sex, I don't give a shit. But if you meet me on the street, that's not who you're going to meet on the street. I am a decent person in society. Okay? I can be crass on the radio. That's the premise of the show. This is what y'all wanted to hear. But the fact of the matter is that in public, in front of strangers, you behave like a normal human being, not like a teenage asshole. So I was just really offended, because I don't spend a lot of time in large groups of women. I basically don't like that many women all at once. I have my close friends, as most of you do. You have the people you care about, and that's it. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what we do. But anyway, I was infuriated. I'm like, please, put your behind down. Please. So we have this opening act, and, you know, that's all well and good. And the opening act was a local band, and they pretty much sucked. And that was all right. Give everybody a shot. Be polite. And then they leave the stage, and about 20 minutes later, this fat dude comes out on the stage. And I noticed that this fat dude is walking next to Glenn Frey. I'm like, who is that? It was Don Henley, lead singer of the Eagles. I'm like, Don, you look like a truck driver with a really great voice. I'm like, oh, they were good. But I will tell you what, the person who saved the night, if I can just boast upon him, is my Joe Walsh. I love some Joe Walsh. I had never been a Joe Walsh fan. Love me some Joe. Love Joe Walsh. But anyway, so I'm done talking about fat-ass bitches. I am done talking about fat rock stars. I'm done talking about dead psychics. I'm done with all of that. Shall we do a reading?
Yes. Let's pull some cards real quick.
Okay, don't say real quick, because I first have to find my cards. You have your cards, Dorian?
Are your deck keys?
I have a deck key. I've been accused of teasing all kinds of things, including tarot. Yes, it's true.
Yes, I have my deck, and actually I'm going to shuffle now because I know I take longer than you.
you're going to be quicker than me because guess what? She still can't. Oh, there they are. Got it. No longer a deck tease. I have the deck.
And you watch. She's still going to be pulled before I have mine done. All right. That's all. I'm going to shuffle. You want to do five?
Oh. Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay.
You ready? I'm ready.
Yes, I'm going to pull. Hold on. Did you already
pull?
Well,
I'm done. Yeah, I'm done. I'm there.
Easy,
hello?
Freezy. I told
okay,
you,
I'm
see,
starting.
It took her a little while to find hers, and I'm still pulling my cards. Well, because I blind pull.
Okay, mine is, do you want me to wait? Do I need to wait? I'll wait.
No, go ahead. Go ahead. I'm done.
This is all for one person.
Okay.
And I don't know if he's listening, but it is a man. Okay. New partnership leads to unhappiness. That person you've been talking to is not going to lead you down the right path. Unexpected love. You know what I'm talking about. This is all one person. Seize the opportunity to travel. That information you're waiting for is coming. A secret transaction, that's something that this person told me was going to happen. Decision time, for good or bad, I don't even have to explain it. And if he's not in the chat room, I will explain it to him later. Done. Next.
All right. Mine is actually all for one person as well, and I feel this is
okay.
A female energy.
Okay.
First card is, surprise is in store. This is a good surprise.
Okay.
things have been kind of dull and lifeless and bored off your ass. Things are going to start picking up now, and expect them to pick up in a swift way, like, oh, my God, this is almost too much. So, second card, reunion with a forgotten love. This is going to be somebody from, no. This is somebody from a school age that
okay.
you didn't go to school with, but kind of met through family. I'm wanting to say, like, this was like a friend of the family, like a friend of the sister's brother, you know, the best friend's brother. You know, this was his best friend. But you'll recognize him when he comes along. Third card, a love connection through business. So you are going to be juggling quite a few. Now, the reunion may not lead to love, but there are definitely going to be some sparks there. But later on throughout next year, the love connection through business is going to come through. I feel like this is late summer, early fall. So this is going to be a year from now. Fourth card, unexpected useful gift. I feel like this is some kind of a vehicle. It's not going to be given to you, so to speak. I feel like this is almost a car for work use. So it's going to be very useful, but it's not going to be yours per se. So just expect that to come through. Fifth card, you will be betrayed. Be careful who you tell your secrets to. Somebody you think you can trust, and this is a blonde female. Don't trust that bitch. She got a big mouth. And,
wow.
Yeah, you've already told her something, but it's nothing major, but it will come back and it will prove that point to you. So just keep your mouth shut for right now and watch for that little matter of fact to come back to you, because it will. And this will come back by like February. So just sit tight, keep your lips shut, and you'll be good, mama. And that is my reading.
It's kind of
crazy, because usually I usually get the ones for one person. I usually get like one card for, you know, a bunch of different people.
I know. Your readings tend to be, this one is for you, this one is for you, this and this one are for you, this and this one are for you. Yeah, I know. It happens.
Yeah, I kind of like when it's all for one person. Yeah, much easier to read. That's for sure. No, things are going pretty smooth and rocking it out. It seems like there's been a lull, though. I mean, everything else, there's like all the shit going on in the outside world, and everything is kind of just slowed to a snail's pace, you know, in my little world, at least. Which is not bad.
Sometimes no action is better than wrong action. My problem is that I get these weird periods of wanting no company and wanting a ton of company. Like, it's very strange. There are periods, there are days on end where I just want to be left completely alone. And then there are like 4 or 5 days in a row where it's like, I'm not getting enough attention. So I don't know if it's because of the unusual nature of my lifestyle, where it's like I am isolated a large portion of the week, and then I make up for all that time, like all in one shot. Does that make sense? Because I basically spend three to four days a week completely alone for the most part.
Yeah, it makes total sense.
And then there's, like, days where I'm like, I'm not getting enough attention. The people that are supposed to be paying attention to me aren't. So, but then there's always a group of people who are like, oh, well, I'll pay attention to you. You know, so it's not like I lack people. Well, I mean, it's true, though. I mean, you know, even if I want attention from a certain part, like let's say I want attention from my boss and she's out of town, then I have to get attention from someone else. You know, a lot of the time it's you.
And I'm fine with that.
You love me and you pay attention to me, and that makes up for it in a lot of regards, you know. But yeah, I'm kind of bad in that regard. If I don't feel like I'm getting enough attention from certain people, then I get like, well, maybe I don't really need you in my life. But unfortunately, I have to have my boss there, whether I want to or not, because she pays my check. So it's like I can harumph all I want as long as I do it quietly. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm a big brat because I'm very spoiled. I'm very, very, very spoiled, and I'm the first person to admit the extent and nature of my being spoiled. I pretty much have set up the second half of my life to get my way. This is
pretty
much what it is. And I think it's a good goal. You know, I was having this conversation with somebody I've been friends with for 41 years, and I said, you know, back in the day when we were young, and you were gorgeous, and I was a dog, you know, I didn't get all this love and attention. Apparently, some people have all of their great stuff early in life, and in my case, it's the opposite. I'm getting all my great stuff at the end of my life. Not that I'm dying, but you know what I mean. So, you know, the latter part of this particular go-around. And it's very interesting because my attitude about things has shifted. And it's when you don't want certain things or you don't care about certain things anymore, they suddenly come to light. And I was having this conversation the other night with another friend of mine, and he said, you know, you put out for these things when you're young and they don't happen, and then later on it all converged. And I said, well, that's magic. What you put out, if you seriously put your energy into something and you have a dream and a focus and a determination, you know, that feeling that you know that you know that you know, like when you meet one of your soulmates, because I believe we have many, or you want to obtain this certain piece of jewelry, or you want to live in this particular state, and you put that much focus and energy into it, even if it doesn't happen on your conscious timeline, you've already cast for that magically. You've put that out into the universe. Now, we don't get to tell the universe when things are going to manifest. All we can do is put out our intention and put that magic into it. Well, apparently, my experience, things I put magic into 25 years ago are manifesting now. So if you've cast for something and you're putting that kind of thought process into something and you don't feel like you're getting any results, believe me, the universe is keeping track of all of that, and it will come back. Just keep your faith strong and keep your gratitude about it strong, because I'm living proof that these things come back around.
Yeah.
Living proof. Everything in my life that I am doing, that I have, every dream, everything I've really put energy into is manifesting very strongly. And it's interesting because some of it is all manifesting at once.
Yeah.
Just saying. When it manifests all at once, it gets interesting.
Yeah, it's like, woo, dog pile on Raina.
So my advice to that end is try to keep track of all of the things you've put serious energy into, whether it's jobs, whether it's travel, whether it's relationships, whatever it is that you had your heart set on and that you focused on, I'm just saying, try to keep track, because when it all happens at once, it's a little freaky. It's just a little freaky.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, too. You got to, like, I've had to reteach myself how to try to manifest, because it's important to back that want and that need and that casting up with positive reinforcement. Like, you know, don't bills. You know, because who was it? Peter Padden's book. You know, he says, you know, the universe is like a drunken frat guy. You know, it doesn't understand the word no. You know, so if you think no bills, no pain, no this, no that, it's just going to hear the focus word and bring you more of that. You know, it's going to bring you more bills. You know, so
yeah,
you
have to focus on the positive. You have to focus more on the what you want or what you would like to have happen, as opposed to what you don't want to have happen. You don't want to put the negative. You don't want to keep speaking the negative. What I would suggest, however, in light of the things I've learned over the last 30-plus years about casting for things and about putting energy into certain things, when you move on to something else, remember to release what you cast for previously.
Yes.
I did not do that. Why? Because and that is that's kind of my point about when you put a lot of energy into something. If you don't release the things that you're no longer interested in, they will eventually show up. I'm just telling you. So release the things that you cast for, that you have gotten past or moved on from, or you've changed your career path or whatever. And if it's not something that will serve you in the future, remember to release that. Let that go.
Yeah.
Change that. If you cast and then you walk on to the next thing and you forget about the shit you already did, that shit will not go away, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Learn from my experience.
Why don't we ask Dorothy what she thinks of that? Because
I love Dorothy.
Yes, let's bring our favorite Wicked Witch on.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy
okay.
in the house.
Yes,
yay!
I am. Okay, so we're talking about releasing stuff, but before we cast something else.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, you know, come to think of it, I don't think I have ever cast anything that I felt the need to release. Because when
I cast
something, by God, I mean it. For good.
It depends on what you're casting for.
Okay.
Because if you're casting for, like, let's say you're in a relationship and you cast for a certain person and you don't let that go even though you've moved on to someone else, I think you kind of need to release it.
Well, you know what? You're probably right. you're probably right about that, because, you know, I guess I did mean, you know, I did make that mistake at one point. But, you know, he and I got divorced, and it was his idea. So I really didn't feel the need to release anything at the time. However, he just kept trying to get me back, even though he was in another relationship.
Yep.
He even faked a case of cancer.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, and I've got a sixth sense about that shit. His psychiatrist called me and told me, you know, that I needed to call him and tell him that I didn't hate him and blah, blah, blah. And I said, oh, no. because the last time I did that, he announced to everybody we were getting back together. So what I'm telling you is that he has snowballed you, and you need to find him a bed someplace.
Wow.
Period. But, but even after Mark and I got married, you know, it took me a long time to be able to get rid of him.
Yeah.
I mean, I worked on it and worked on it and worked on it. And, you know, who knew that my magic had that much kung fu? You know, I had no idea. And so, yeah, you know, it probably would have been easier. But like I said, you know, we don't always know that. You know, he filed for the divorce. So I assumed that was a deal breaker and we were done, you know.
Yeah. Exactly.
And so I stand corrected. You're right.
Wow. That's a first. That is a first, because normally I wait for you to come on so you can school me. And when you are teaching me something, I learn it, I absorb it, and I accept it, because I take your wisdom over mine any day of the week. So the fact that you told me I was right about something, you should see the smile on my face.
Well, honey, you know, I don't have a problem. You know, when I'm mistaken about something, I don't have a problem saying so.
I am mistaken,
you know.
No,
honey, I'm mistaken frequently.
No, but I'm tickled, because this is the first time where I feel like, oh, okay, I said the right thing.
You know, I learn something from somebody every single day. And I think that when you quit learning something from somebody else, you know, it's kind of time for you to step off the planet.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But that's why I love you, because I always learn from you. So it's Well, because you always give me a new way to look at something, or you tell me something I didn't think of. You know, I appreciate your wisdom. So it's I look up to you. You know that.
Well, thank you. Well, thank you. I have been really, really aggravated this week.
Uh-oh.
This sounds like a silly thing, but about people's job ethics in general.
Yeah.
You would think that people would be, in this day and time, you know, jobs are really scarce, and you would think that people would take pride in their work and do a good job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But, you know, that's not the case. And this didn't cause me to have to toss out a hex, but I sure was pissed off. And this is a silly thing, but, you know, what it reminded me of something really important. It reminded me that my business ethics need to be strong and firm,
mm-hmm.
okay, and that I need to do a good job when I'm doing a job for somebody, and I need to give people good customer service. But I needed a new coat, and so I looked online, and I found one at Macy's, and it was an Anne Klein coat, and it was more than I wanted to pay, but it was going on sale. So I go to Macy's to find it. Well, they only are offering it online. So that's okay. So I go home, and I get online, and it's on sale, and not only is it on sale, there was also a coupon that I could use, and so I wind up getting this expensive coat for about 50% off and free shipping.
Right.
And so I'm all excited, and this is a wool blend coat, and it's double-breasted, and it's long, because I don't like car coats. And so it's got a hood, and it's fabulous.
Uh-huh.
So it comes. Well, I try it on, and it fits, but I keep looking in the mirror, and I keep thinking, there's something wrong with these buttons. And so finally I realize, after I hang it back on the hanger and really look at it, I get out a ruler.
Mm-hmm.
And I realize that the buttons on the double breast, the ones that don't button, are a half inch off, each one of them.
Crap.
So that's what's wrong with it. Well, this shouldn't be that big a deal, but so I moved the buttons. But that was a bigger pain in the butt than it ought to have been. And I shouldn't have had to for the price of the coat, even half price.
Right.
So then I put it back on the hanger, and I realize that the inside of the hood and part of the outside of the hood is wrinkled. So you would think that that's no big deal. I would be able to iron that out. Well, you know what? I can't. I can't even steam it out. So it's going to have to go to the cleaners to be pressed. And that aggravates me because it shouldn't have been like that. Then I look at the lining, and I realize that there is a right at the collar where the collar facing is, where the lining starts, there's a little tuck there. Because I thought there was something wrong with the lining, and so I start following with my fingernail. I start going down that tuck. It's a pleat, because when they cut the lining of the coat, it was too damn big.
And so
when they tried to put it on the inside, it would not fit. So this pleat goes over the seam. And then you know, where the slack is taken out, then you've just got the seam. So, of course, what that meant was I had to get out a needle and thread and had to stitch that flat so it wouldn't bunch up. And then, of all things, I reach in the pocket, and what do I pull out? I pull out a little slip of paper that says, inspected by number 44.
Oh, no.
And all I could think was, damn 44, you must have been on good drugs. But, you know, can you imagine? And this wasn't like I went to an outlet mall and bought a second.
So
my husband said, well, honey, you know, why didn't you just pack it up and send it back? Well, you know, for a number of reasons. Start with, I'd already fixed the damn buttons.
Yeah.
You know, that was start with, so I already did half their job. And I was afraid that if I sent it back, because it was defective, they wouldn't have another one in my size, and I wouldn't have a coat.
Right.
But you know, there is magic in doing a good job.
Yes,
and there's
sir.
Magic in doing a shitty one, too.
That's true. That is
so
true.
So in time and energy alone, you actually spent full price for the coat.
Oh, no shit. Probably more.
You know,
I wanted to track Anne Klein down and slap her. and say, do you know what kind of idiots you're hiring at your factories? You know, this is...
And that fucking 41, what the hell is wrong with that person?
Yeah. Oh, hell, that wasn't a person. That had to be a bot. You know it?
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but it's such a great story.
Well, you know... And I thought, damn it, you know, I can never let this coat go now, because now I practically redesigned the whole damn thing, you know.
Uh-oh, I think she's going to pee herself.
Oh, that's hilarious.
The Anne Klein should hire you.
Oh, I don't know. I think I'm too opinionated to work for her.
Oh, that's funny as hell. Darcy Morrison for Anne Klein. I can see that.
You can?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, sure.
I'd much rather work for Vera Wang.
Any of her clothes, but I love her.
Well, she designs beautiful jewelry.
Ah, there you go.
I
now
never see her jewelry.
Oh, she has a bridal collection that's out of this world fabulous.
Wow.
Ooh.
Ooh. But you know, that really has nothing to do with magic, but she does.
And when we're happy, we do good magic, so.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah. And, you know, and diamonds make everybody happy, right?
There you go.
Hello. I have a collection of wedding rings. Who are you telling? I love jewelry.
Well, let me tell you something interesting that happened when I called in.
Okay.
I called in the first time, and I got the blog talk radio woman, you know, the little recording that usually says if you want to speak to the host, blah, blah, blah. And instead she told me, no, no blog talk radio shows are scheduled for the next 24 hours.
What?
Yes.
I'm going to slap
and
that British bitch.
And so, I kind of looked at the phone funny and I hung up and I called again. And
I'm
I got
glad.
The same recording.
Oh,
and then the third time I called, that's why I was just a minute or two late calling. The third time I called, I got through.
That's so weird.
Wasn't that the strangest thing?
That is weird. What is wrong with Blog Talk?
I'm going to have to talk to them because, this is like okay, with the chat room, it's I had to launch it in a different window. That's why I can't really, go back and forth. So sorry, guys. I know you're in there. I see you guys in there. Love you. Thanks for coming. But you can either launch it in a little window in the studio or you can launch it in another, completely different window.
Mm-hmm.
And I usually do small ones so I can kind of keep an eye on it and I can kind of talk to people. And I'm in the chat room twice because where the chat room should be is all black.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like I can't see it on this page, but I can see it in the other chat room. And it's like, seriously? What the hell?
Wow.
Well, I need to talk about a bright spot to my week now.
Okay.
I need to talk about a bright spot in my week. I was sitting on the couch last Saturday, and I am in Wicked Witch Studios and looking at products. Wicked Witch Studios, for anyone who is new to our scene here, Ms. Dorothy Morrison has a line of fantastic products, hexology things, all kinds of mojo-related items, coffee mugs, mojo bags, all kinds of amazing products. And I was thinking, I am running low on certain products of Dorothy's that I particularly love and like to have around often. And I live in two places. So I have a certain set that I want to keep at my city house, and there's the set I want at my country house. Well, anyway, I've been dragging all my hexology stuff back and forth. So I'm sitting in the city on the couch on Saturday, and I'm thinking, I really need to place an order. I wish I knew if Dorothy was around. And, all right, I'm racking my brain here. I'm tired. Let me shut down the computer. Well, Sunday, Dorothy put out on her page that she has some new products coming out, and I was all excited. And one of them was fast cash on the go. Cash flow on the go. And I was like, oh, cool. So I liked it, and I was like, oh, this is awesome. What else are you coming out with? And I need to place an order. And bless your heart, you messaged me, and it was like, oh, she saved my life. Dorothy, I need this, I need this, I need this. and it was so funny. I was so tickled because I needed to pick her brain, and she's so gracious and let me do that. And I asked for advice, and as I said, she's very gracious and always is there to guide me and say, okay, this, and you need this, and this. And I was just so happy. Anyway, my order came, and I love everything. I got cash flow on the go. I'm waiting for you to release Lucky Mojo on the go. Tell us about these on the go things. They're fabulous.
Well, that's kind of an interesting little thing. People have always said, we really love the hexology jars,
yep.
but we really need something to carry with us, something that we don't have to bury, something we could carry with us. And, the thing about that is, I thought about lots of different ways to do that, but if it's not pretty, I'm not going to do it.
I hear you.
And I have seen so many magical accoutrements that that are tacky, just cheesy and tacky looking. And so, somebody said, you've got all that fabric. You could probably do those up like little sachet bags. Mm-hmm. And I thought, oh, no, you know, I don't know that, that'll work. I don't know if that'll look good, this, that, and the other. And there was some discussion about just selling the little charm bags themselves all by themselves. And, mm-hmm. and somebody said, oh, you know, you ought to charge blah, blah, blah for those. And I thought, oh, my God, I'd never pay that for one of those. and so I thought, you know, what can I do that would make this worthwhile and would make it different? And so I thought, oh, you know, with these little charm bags, it's kind of like, I don't know, have you ever worked like with magical seals at all?
Not for about 20 years. Yeah.
Okay.
For me,
but okay, but for people who do, you know that you have to feed those.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of items when you start working folk magic and or hoodoo, and you need to feed your magical object, and you usually do that with oil. And so I thought, mm-hmm. oh my goodness, you know, if I could do these little charm bags and have them look pretty,
mm-hmm.
and package those with a vial of oil so those could be fed once a week to keep them activated and keep them working right. Because, you know, charms get hungry too. So
yes.
So you do. You have to feed them and keep them going. And, mm-hmm. You know, if I could do that, then, you know, yeah, that might be worthwhile. So I look at all my suppliers and I find these little organza bags, so I order them. And I ordered them in three different colors. But the ones for the cash flow on the go are green.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I get 30 in a package, and so fine, so I order a package. And then I thought, oh, gosh, a scroll. I need to put a scroll in there. And then I thought, no, because that's not going to ship right. That's not going to, you know, I'm not going to be able to wrap that to ship right. And so
mm-hmm.
I decided I would do a little instruction card.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and what's a funny talk about magic. About 6 months ago, I thought I was buying a ream of parchment-colored paper. And when I got it home, I realized it was cardstock.
Wow.
And so, you know, do I get rid of that? Do I take it back to the store? Hell no. I throw it in my supply cabinet. So I run across
mm-hmm.
that, and I went, oh, how perfect is that? So I did the little instruction cards. The organza bags came, and when I packed this up, it was really cute. And
I love
this,
it.
And this really works. And besides that, ladies, it smells good.
Oh, does it ever.
You know, so your whole handbag is going to smell great. And it works. It works like a champ. It is the same mixture inside the little charm bag. It's the same mixture that I use in the cash flow hexology jar.
I
and
love
that stuff
that
is kick-ass.
Stuff. I love that stuff.
That
and, you know,
sound you hear is me smelling on my cash flow on the go bag. I love it.
Oh, God. But the funny thing is about those little organza bags, I had no idea I was going to sell so many of those. And so
fabulous.
Now I've got an order in for those. I also ran out of little vials. For the fast cash, so they're on the way. I should have some more money. So now I've got orders sitting here that I need to get done as soon as those files come in. But, you know, who knew? I thought I had plenty of stuff. And I don't even have those on the website yet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I saw it on your
Facebook
page. I actually put that up for everybody in the chat room. You may have a few more orders.
and that's great. I'd love to fill those orders. You know, so occasionally when I don't have time to, I do my own website stuff, and occasionally when I don't have time to do that, I will offer something on Facebook for a week or two before I'm able to get it on my site, you know, kind of as a special deal. And, and Rena, when you and I talked, Sunday,
mm-hmm.
you know, I told you in a week or so I was going to do the Lucky Mojo on the go, which
yes.
is going to have the same formula as the Charmed Life has with a twist, and it's going to come with a vial of Wicked Witchin' Oil, which is my good
Love
luck
it.
Formula, and
Love
but I haven't had time to even put any of those together yet, And you know, and it's really funny because this, you know, people think that, that a witch's busy time is around October, and mine is, but during the holiday season, I'm really busy.
Mm-hmm.
And then my husband and I go on vacation about the middle of December, and we don't get back to right before New Year's. So anyway, so I am scrambling right now. But for your listeners, the cash flow on the go really is fabulous. Whenever my online orders start to wane a little bit, I take the top off of the apothecary jar that's got that mixture in it.
Yep.
And I just kind of whacked it around the room a little bit, and I popped the top back on, and I swear, within 10 or 15 minutes, I have online orders.
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
See, I need an entire jar of that. I need, like, you know, I've got a flour jar downstairs that, you know, because I make my own breads and stuff.
Uh-huh.
I need like, buy a ton of it and just waft it in my kitchen because it smells so good.
Well, thank you. You were talking about magic and cooking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I think you mentioned that in an email to me.
Yeah,
and, you know,
I did.
Since you make your own breads and stuff like that, one of the best ways in the world to increase your cash flow is to make cinnamon rolls.
Guess what's for breakfast tomorrow?
Well,
cinnamon rolls.
Really and truly, you know, cinnamon is not just a great money draw. It's also a great love draw.
Ooh, hello.
Hmm. Hello.
So, and you know, the two things that people seem to want most are love and money.
That is true.
Yeah. Yep,
and most people have the right formula right in their kitchen.
Which reminds me of a question I had for you, Ms. Dorothy.
Okay.
I am loving my cash flow on the go. I am waiting for my lucky mojo on the go. Because I'm thinking Yule, obviously. If
uh-huh.
I can get the ordering fast enough, we'll talk later like we do. But I was also going to ask you if you had any red organza bags to do a love draw on the go.
No, and I'll tell you why. It's not going to happen because we already have it.
Mm.
The the endless love jar. In the hexology line,
uh-huh.
has inside. It's got the little herbal mixture,
yeah,
and the little candle and the little scroll, the instruction scroll. But
mm-hmm.
it also has a burgundy satin drawstring bag with pennies in it, with two pennies. And so the instructions tell you what to do with the bag, and the mixture actually goes in it. So on and so forth, and you tie it up, and you carry that with you.
Got it. Okay, I'll be ordering that. Thank you.
So anyway, you know, but that's why there's no need for the any kind of love mojo on the go because it's already there.
Is.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's one of the few jars that you don't bury. Because you wouldn't
want
to bury your love, you know.
Depends.
Yeah. That's the thing with I don't know if I told you about this. I think I might have last time because I got a cash flow jar, which
mm-hmm.
is working beautifully, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
But it decided it did not want to be buried because I buried it twice. I buried it once to the side, like where I constantly walk over because I usually use the side door to go out the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk around the front. So I buried it right where I would be walking over. Sit there for like, I think, a week or two, and it was bugging me. It was bugging me and bugging me and bugging me. And it was like, it was almost like screaming at me, like, no, you didn't put me in the right spot. Move me. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, okay, you know, and so I dug it up and I reburied it. You know, to a place right in front of the door, you know, well, as close to the door as I could possibly get. And I left it there for a couple weeks again, and it continued to scream at me. So I wound up having to dig it up, and wipe it off and clean it up and everything and take the lid off of it, and it now sits on like a small altar in my room, and it's been happy there ever since.
I'll be damned. How funny is that?
It's
how funny is that?
And you know, those two spots exactly where I had buried it sprouted. I think I found 11 of them, mm-hmm. but I found 11 four-leaf clovers within those two
14.
Spots.
No shit.
She actually found 13. Wasn't it 13?
No. I never found the other two. I only found 11.
Oh, okay.
But you know, 11 is one of the power numbers in numerology.
Kidding.
No, 11, 22, 44. You don't reduce
Ooh.
Those.
Look at that.
Perfect.
So,
yeah,
you know, how interesting is that?
It was so strange because I'm like, but no, Dorothy said to bury you. And it's like, nope. No. Dig me up. And it was like, okay, all right.
What I would do, since it's sitting in your house now, just pick
uh-huh.
it up. And underneath it, draw an X, and sit it back down in the
okay.
middle of an X, in the middle of the X, so that money comes to you from all directions.
Oh, good idea! Now I have a gold pen. Should I do it with gold?
Well, actually, I just do it with my finger. I just make an invisible X.
Cool.
Oh, okay.
You know, because that way you want more on your shelf or your table or you know or whatever. But you know, yeah, you know, I just make an X so that it comes from all directions, and set it right back down, and see what happens.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Cool.
I know, and I do. I love it. It's brought me quite a bit of luck. It's evened out, you know. Because I mean, there was a lot of money worries for a while there, and now it's like I don't panic when a bill is coming due.
You know.
Phenomenal.
You know, it's funny. Stephanie Gramasi and I had a talk. I was staying at their house, and we were chatting about stuff. And we did an event together. She and Raven and I and Christopher Penzack all did the same event. And so the next morning, we were sitting having coffee, and she said, you know, Dorothy, you really taught me something. And I said, what? And she said, you know, I've been kind of watching all weekend long and listening to you talk. And she says, you know, you have a really good relationship with money.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, yeah, because, you know, Stephanie, it's nothing more than energy that we exchange for things we want and need.
Yep. Yeah.
And she said, yeah. She said, you know, I've watched you not be, you haven't done anything, you know, frivolous, but I've watched you not be too concerned about stuff. Like, you know, when I do a festival and I sell books, you know, your books are always marked, I don't know, $14.95 or $14.99 or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I always round it down to like the $14 instead of rounding it up to $15.
Uh-huh.
And she said, you know, I watched that and people seem to buy more of your books because you do that. And I said, you know, it's a funny thing. People don't ever really see the 95 or the 99 because the human brain is not geared toward that. So when they look at a book, they don't, you know, they don't see that it's $14.95 and think, oh, that's $15. They don't think that automatically. They're seeing the 14. But when you point out to them that they're getting a discount,
mm-hmm.
then, you know, that makes their day, and then they tend to buy more stuff, even though they just save 95 cents, that's all. And, you know, I think that's the problem. I think we get so undone about money because we need it to survive in this day and time. We really do.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we need to pay our bills or we won't have a place to live or we won't have something to eat or, you know, whatever. Everything costs money. And so we get our panties in a twist over it.
Mm, true.
And if we can just relax about it and look at it from a different angle for what it really is, it seems to flow much, much more easily.
I wholeheartedly agree with you, because since I have calmed down about money, I seem to get more coming in. It's like when I'm not panicking, because the panic brings the, oh, God, don't let me, miss this bill. Oh, my God, I'm not going to have enough money. Oh, my God. The panic rises and that no word comes up, and the universe doesn't hear that, in my opinion.
Well, I really think you're right about that. The other thing is, you got bill collectors calling.
Yeah.
And that puts people in a panic, too. Trust me, in my younger days, I was there, okay, with these bill collectors calling. And I would get so freaked out because I thought, oh, my God, this person on the other line is going to think I'm a deadbeat, and I'm not. And finally, it occurred to me, okay, you're just doing your job, but you can't squeeze blood out of a turnip, honey. I don't have it.
Right.
And you can't send me to jail for not paying this bill, but I can go to jail if I write you a postdated check, and I'm not going to do that.
Right.
Exactly.
And so then of course finally I got these guys on the phone that hard sale, scare you half to death kind of thing.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
And one day I got so tired of this one guy, and so I gave him a history lesson. I reminded him that the people who settled this country first were debtors and criminals. And so his ancestors were debtors. So he could just get off his damn high horse and be done with that. And furthermore, they can call you three times, and after that it's considered harassment. And so I told him if he called me again that I would call Ma Bell and I would have their phones disconnected, and he could explain that to his boss.
Wow.
Ooh,
and that was the end of that. And, of course, when I got off the phone, I thought, who the hell said all that? I think that was the first time that I sat down and realized what money really was. And what I was doing to myself, I was making myself sick over something that really didn't amount to a hill of beans.
Yeah.
Wow.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, while it's still in my brain, because I'm going to forget about it in a minute, I actually had the honor of meeting Stephanie and Raven at our local Pagan Pride this past September. And I got to say, they're such sweet people. They really are. They're very nice.
Which Pagan Pride?
Where was it? It was in Gastonia?
Yes.
Gastonia, North Carolina?
Ah.
I think it was awesome. But I
it was awesome?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no.
It was in a nice little park, because my friends from the Piedmont Pagan Pride, or Piedmont Church of Wicca.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. North Carolina Piedmont Church of Wicca. It's a very long name, but I love them to death, and they usually throw it with a couple of other groups, and Stephanie and Raven came down, and very sweet people.
Oh, they're fabulous. I actually saw them, weekend before last, there was FairyCon about 30, 40 minutes away from where I live, and I've never been before, but I knew that they were going to be there. And so I didn't tell them that I was going to come, because I thought, if I'm not able to or something comes up, then they'll be expecting me and so on and so forth. So I got to surprise them. And it's not very often that I go to any kind of event if I'm not working it, because, and I know people don't understand this, but if I go to an event, I'm working.
Even
if I'm just attending it,
that
means I've got to put on my face.
Yep.
I can't just go. And so, you know, people go, oh, you know, why don't you spend your vacation, blah, blah, blah. No, because you know, when I'm off work, I don't want to have to get dressed. So
yeah.
Anyhow, but I went, and they were really surprised to see me, and it was wonderful to see them. They just really are lovely, lovely people. And
yeah.
And FairyCon was interesting, too. So...
Cool.
Yeah, it was. You know, they had a lot of cool vendors. A lot of the vendors that do the Ren Fairs apparently do
yes.
that event, and I know some of the people that do that. And so, and I was surprised to see people there from all over the country that I had met other places. So
that's cool.
I thought that was pretty interesting. Yeah, yeah. But it's not. You know, I don't know that I'd ever go back to that event because the energy is really different. It's not airy fairy kind of energy, but it's not my kind of energy.
Okay.
I'm sure that y'all have been places like that before where it's not bad, and the shopping's good.
Yeah.
But it's not. But you know, when you're done shopping, then you're ready to go home.
Yeah. Yeah, it's sort of like a different vibration.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's along the same lines, but it's like, okay, you know what? I'm not terribly comfortable.
Yeah.
These are some of my people, but these are not all of my people.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's some places you go where you just know, these are my peeps, you know? It's all
yep,
good.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Yep.
Yeah. When I was doing book signings, when I had books out, yeah, there was a couple because I wrote erotica, so
uh-huh.
there was a couple of fetish fairs that I went to, and I still, you know, I'm friends with quite a few of the people in the community, but you know, it was like I liked them, but it wasn't quite my thing, you know. It's
yeah.
like yeah, you know what, I'm not quite comfortable seeing that.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and honey, I gotta tell you, now there's some there's some pagan festivals that are like that too. You know, I've done pagan festivals that were clothing optional, and that's okay, and I think that's got its place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I've also done pagan festivals that were held at nudist encampments.
Mm-hmm.
And what I will say, you know, none of that bothers me. And it's like, you know, I'm not taking off my clothes because I think that your speakers are held to a higher standard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of bad for your image. Okay, but, and besides that, you know, I'm old now. And if I took off my clothes, somebody would pay me to put them back on. So, you know, I look much better in clothes than without these days. But what you'll find is that it'll be cold. And
yeah.
and so most people put on clothes because it's cold, right? No.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any little old man that is over 70 years old only puts on a sweatshirt that barely covers his belly. And after 5 minutes of that, you've seen all of that you want to see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. True. Yeah. Oh, goodness.
So.
Oh, hilarious. Oh, no.
And
she's
especially
killing
if
me.
You're like, if you're sitting and they're standing at your table. Yeah, no. No, thank you.
No, I don't want that eye shot. Thank you.
Oh, honey, one time I had a friend that came to see me at a festival, and at this particular festival, the vending area was also clothing optional. And at the time, that was not the norm anywhere. You know, there were certain areas that were labeled clothing optional, but the vending area wasn't one of them. So anyway, she came by my table to see me. She went off shopping. She comes back. I said, well, did you see anything good? And she said, oh, yeah, a lot of things. And I said, what'd you buy? And she looked at me, and she said, Dorothy, my mother always told me never to buy anything from a naked man. So And she digs in her purse and she pulls out a lift. And she said, so would you go get these things for me?
Oh, no.
So she, you know, she gives me money. I said, you know, okay, fine. So, you know, watch my table. So I go around and it's all good until I get to this jewelry counter and this guy behind the counter stands up and his junk is right on top of the display case.
Oh my God.
Man. And so I thought, now what am I going to do here? And then I thought, oh no, I've had enough of this. And so I slammed my hand down on the display case and I said, get that off of here. And I'm sure it crawled up his butt, but he got it off of there. So, you know.
Oh my God!
Is that about the tiny elephant in the room?
A big pardon?
Oh, I'm saying talking about the tiny elephant in the room.
Yeah. Well.
Oh.
Oh God.
Oh, that's just bad.
But you know, but what do you do?
That's wrong.
Yeah, well, yes, it was wrong. You know, you know, most people only worry about fingerprints on their display case. You know.
Oh, Dorothy, no!
Well, see, this is what happens when you invite an old woman on. She just says what she thinks. She has little children, you know.
I love it. No, it's perfect. Are you kidding me? That's hilarious. See, but my crass self would have said, and how much for the dick? I mean, if you're going to put it out there on your display case, you're obviously wanting to sell it. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Well, honey, I got to tell you, this one wasn't worth buying.
Okay.
No! You know, one time I was at another pagan festival and they were having this auction, and the guy who was auctioneering wasn't worth a damn. You know, he couldn't get anybody to buy anything. And finally, I said, you know, do you want me to take over and handle this? And so he said, yeah, you know, that would be cool. So I'm auctioning off stuff, and all of a sudden, this guy in the back hollers, "How much for you?"
Uh oh.
And I never missed a beat. I said, darling, you can't afford me. And I just went,
oh, God.
I'm high maintenance. That's
I made you low rent, so I'm high maintenance.
Yeah, it weeds out the riffraff, that's for sure.
Oh, God.
So, can I go back to talking about my order?
Please do.
Well, thank you. In addition to, you can't afford me. I love that. That's hilarious. So in addition to my the cash flow on the go, which I love, which I need more of because Yule is coming, Dorothy, in case you were wondering, I'm already formulating my next order.
Cool.
Yeah, because I want to get it in before you and Mark take off for the holidays. But anyway, if you've never bought a candle from Dorothy Morrison, can I just tell you all how good these things smell? They are awesome. It's like I have two fabulous spell candles, and I won't burn either one yet because they just smell so good. I'm crazy about them. But in addition to the candles, which are phenomenal, I'm an oil junkie. I love fragrance. That is a big thing for me. And I bought an Uncrossing and Protection oil package because Dorothy was kind enough to put these oil sets together because I've kind of been, like, wanting multiple oils all over the place. And then I also got the Ultimate Good Luck oil package, and it's phenomenal. And then on a separate thing, I got a bottle, and I have to just brag about this Putting on the Witch formula.
Do you love that?
Oh, I smell like candy. Are you kidding? If I could eat myself, I would. It's amazing.
That's the empowerment formula.
Oh, my goddess. It is fabulous. I have to highly recommend Putting on the Witch. Get on the website and buy everything that this is in, because it smells so amazing. And when you put it on, you can feel, I don't know, the between the fragrance and the intention behind it. Dorothy says, it is a personal empowerment formula. And I have to tell you, it is.
It does. You know, it makes you feel good all over. It makes you feel valuable.
Oh, it does. I love it. I really love it.
And, you know, and that's one of the things I think people are lacking nowadays for so many reasons. They're
mm-hmm.
lacking self-confidence.
Oh.
And, you know, I think if people were, I'm not talking about arrogant. I think if people were just more confident in themselves and their abilities
mm-hmm.
and their ability to change their circumstances,
mm-hmm. yeah.
our world would be such a happier place to live.
It would be. And I have to tell you, when you put it on, when it the scent does change to go with the person.
Uh-huh.
And when I put it on initially, I just put some on now because I can't help it. I'm a fragrance junkie. I have a face full of fast cash. I've got putting on the witch on my wrists, which I adore. But if you wait a few minutes and you rub your wrists together a little bit, it turns into this, like, not strong, like overpowering. It's a strengthening formula.
But it lasts all day.
It does. I love it.
Yeah, it's not overpowering, but yeah, the oils do last all day. And, you know, that was one of the things when Jackie Smith at Coventry and I were formulating these and we were, you know, brainstorming about these, that was one of the things that, you know, I wanted people to actually be able to wear these as a fragrance too. Because you know, I remember way back going into these little botanicas and
mm-hmm.
to buy oils because that was the only place you could find them.
Yep.
And all of them some of them seemed to smell the same, but they all smelled a little peculiar, like they were too sweet or something.
Uh-huh.
Mm.
And it was like, I didn't want that. I didn't want people to smell that on me.
Right.
And so, you know, there is no reason in the world that a magical oil can't smell great and do
mm-hmm.
its job effectively.
Yep.
I want to know, do you have Who's Your Mama?
I have Come to Mama. I do not
okay.
have Who's Your Mama.
Who's Your Mama is a command, control, compel formula.
And
ooh. And it's great for having people, you know, do your bidding or cooperate with you, or even for people who need, it kind of doubles as a boss fix too. If you're having trouble with your boss, you can use
really?
Who's Your Mama. Sure. You know,
mm.
if you're having trouble with, a mate that won't cooperate with you, or even your kids. It's great. But I'll tell you the most of that to
uh-huh.
are my – I have clients who are professional dominatrixes.
Ooh.
And so I've got a really good friend that does that for a living. And she emailed me about an oil that another famous pagan used to whip up and wanted to know if I had the recipe for that, and if I had another recipe for that, because this one, you know, called for something else that didn't seem like it would. She wanted a bend over oil, and I said, no, you don't want that. What you want is a command control oil. I'm going to send you a bottle of this Who's Your Mama. She got it, and she said, oh, my God, it smells divine.
Mm.
And I said, yeah, it does. And, you know, and one of the reasons that these oils last all day is because they are not cut as much with binder oils as most of the other oils on the market. So
uh-huh.
I shouldn't say this because I'm going to screw myself out of sales, but the fact of the matter is, you could probably take a binder oil like grapeseed or jojoba or something like that, and you could probably cut your oil half and half with that, and you still have a strong oil.
Wow.
And I could do that, mm-hmm. and sell something that wasn't quite as strong, and, you know, I'd probably make more money. But, you know, I want people to have not just a good product. I want them to have an exquisite product.
Yeah.
And I have to agree. They are exquisite. And the other thing I love about your oils is that you can mix them, and they're amazing.
Yes.
When you do.
Yes,
I
you
love
can.
That part.
Mm-hmm.
And they are going to be available, I think, that, you know, Coventry Creations quit selling them.
Oh.
And so I was the only person that had them for, I don't know, the last 6 or 8 months, unless there was a store that still had some in stock. And I didn't sell to the stores because Coventry said, oh, you know, we might bring those back at some point. I think after the first of the year, they're going to start selling them again. As well as some of their hoodoo oils, which are also fabulous.
Really?
Yes. Yes.
Cool.
So, you know, that's really cool. And I think we're going to do some interesting stuff with the Wicked Witch Mojo line. There has been some talk about a new candle that should be ready for the International New Age Trade Show in June, at the end of June.
Uh-huh.
And I think that candle is going to be, and I'm really excited about this, St. Dorothy the Wicked. For impossible situations.
I love it. I want one. Hello, thank you. Placing order now.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. I people always say, God, Dorothy, you know, I don't know what you've done, but blah, 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 and, you know, God, this is working so well for me, and so on and so forth. And sometimes I'll just send somebody a little present, and mm-hmm. and it seems to, you know, open up doors for them, and so on and so forth. But on several occasions, I'll tell you, this got started. On several occasions, I've done a store, and they've sold a ton of stuff, you know, while I was there. But the following business day, they would have people lined up outside waiting for them to open to buy more Wicked Witch Mojo products.
Oh,
and awesome. So it got to be the running joke, it's a Dorothy Morrison miracle. And so I finally, you know, I told a couple of people that said that. I said, you know what? Your job is to make sure I'm canonized when I die. And I want to be known as St. Dorothy the Wicked. And so anyway, when Coventry started talking about this candle, they got me really excited. So I'm really hoping that happens. And it's probably going to be a limited edition candle that you're not going to be able to get all the time.
Oh, I am so buying one.
But anyhow, yeah, so I'm hoping that they not only did the candle, I'm hoping they do the oil too.
Oh, a Morrison miracle. I love that.
I really do. They stopped doing the incense, and I've still got some of the incense. So if anybody is interested in incense, what I did was I bought out Coventry stock of the Wicked Witch Mojo, and I don't have I'm out of some of them. You know, the only ones that I've got left are still, you know, on the website. But if anybody wants any of those, they need to get them because once they're gone, they're gone.
Mm-hmm.
And I really like doing incense and oil and candle, but the oils are so versatile.
They are.
Yeah.
Because you can do almost the same thing with the oils as you can with the incense. You know. You can, and I think we've talked about this before, you can dab the oils on light bulbs so
yes,
that when you
yes,
turn your lights on and the bulb heats up, it wafts that fragrance all through the house so it sets your mood. You can, you know, put a few drops on a clean sock, throw it in the dryer with your clothes,
mm-hmm.
and since your clothes that way, or your bed linens, or, you know, whatever. You know, if you're going to scent bed linens, though, your best bet is to scent them with red stilettos.
Oh, that's it. Yes. I'm actually on the website right now. You know, I love to talk at the same time. And red stilettos was the one I was just looking at, so I'm adding that to my order. Thank you.
Well, you're welcome. That's good. And you know, and for people, and it's on the website. It's wickedwitchstudios.com. And this little note is on the website, but people miss it all the time. If you're going to order more than one thing, there is a spot, there's a link to email me. For goodness sake, please email me with your order instead of just ordering off the site, because shipping is on the site. It's built into every item.
Yep.
And so if you just send me a list, I can calculate your shipping, send you a PayPal invoice so you won't be overcharged for shipping, and you'll save a ton of money that way. So you'll be sure and do that.
Oh, I will.
Yes.
I will. As soon as the broadcast is over. I'm wasting no time, honey.
Oh, God.
Dorothy knows, and Dorothy can attest to this. When I'm serious about somebody and their product, I will drop change. I will drop some money. Will I not, Dorothy?
You certainly will. Yes, you will.
Thank you. I do.
But, you know,
I drop some money.
You know, and you know, there's this thing about, you know, you get what you pay for, and there I don't know if that's true about magical, like ritual items or not, as far as candles and oils go, but what people should be paying for is customer service.
Oh, you love, yeah.
And you can attest to this, Raina. I provide stellar customer service.
Stellar is even close to the word. Dorothy actually cares about, let me just brag on you a little bit. Dorothy cares about not just what she puts out, but who she's selling it to. And that kind of attention to detail and the love that and energy and magic that you do put into the products is extremely evident. I'm telling you, anybody listening who's not bought anything from your website, really, just even buy one thing just to prove my point, and you will get the most amazing service. It's almost as though she has personally walked the product to my house. And we live states apart. When Dorothy says she's going to ship something, it's shipped. And you can take that to the bank. It's amazing. I mean, I have everything I've ever gotten from you, I've gotten within a couple of days.
Well,
it's
ship everything, you know, priority mail. My biggest thing is this. You know, people can spend their money with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But you want them to spend their money with you. And the only way to guarantee that is to give them good customer service. You know, if I've got somebody's money, then I have a fit. If I can't ship to, like, the next day, you know, if I'm waiting on something. And so I try to get this out just as quickly as possible because, after all, they've already paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is, I don't want people to buy something that they don't really need. And so if people do have questions, you know, they need to contact me. There's no such thing as a stupid question, because sometimes they think they want some particular thing, but in the final analysis, that's not what they want.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not judgmental. You know, I mean, you know, I don't care what it is that you want, but you have to be honest with yourself and honest with me, so we make sure that you're getting the right product.
Exactly. Because I had questions about my intention as opposed to my order, and Dorothy was kind enough to guide me and say, okay, what you want is this, and you want this. If that's what your intention is, this is what you need, and not the other thing. And absolutely. You have to have that trust, especially when it comes to magic, because this is an important part of our lives.
Well, it is. And, you know, and for people who want to change their circumstances, you know, they have to be, you know, honest with about what it is they want. They have to know what they want. I remember teaching a class on money magic one time, and this girl, and we may have discussed this on the show once before, I don't know, but this particular woman was really upset because her cousin had talked her into this money-making deal. It wound up being a scam, and she lost her life savings.
Ooh.
Oh. And so she wanted her money back. Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we were talking about money spells. And finally, you know, something hit me. Something wasn't quite right. And I said, well, so do you want, are you trying to do a money spell to get back the equivalent of what you spent, you know, what you invested in that deal? Or do you want your cousin to have to grovel at your feet and give you the money back?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You know, because it seemed like that was the latter was really what she wanted. And come to find out, yeah, when she really thought about it, that was pretty much what she did want. Because if she got the equivalent of the money back, well, that wasn't the same money.
Mm-hmm.
That was just icing on the cake.
Right.
And so,
yeah.
So, you know, good, bad, or indifferent didn't matter to me. if
right.
You know, if this is what she wanted, then she had to do something else. The money spell wasn't going to help her.
Right.
And so, you know, it's really important, you know, when you're trying to change your circumstances, to know what it is you want and be honest with yourself.
Yeah. I find that people have a hard time admitting that, though.
Well, yeah, they do, because there's something inside of them that thinks that's bad. And then they're being selfish. But, you know, magic always works. That's a given. But if you aren't manifesting what it is you want, then you're going to think it hasn't worked.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know what it is you want to manifest and be honest about it. You know, the universe doesn't understand selfish. It doesn't have a brain. We directly move the universe.
Right.
So, you know, we need to get over that. The universe is not your mama.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Interesting points.
Well, you know, the universe is a tool. It's it's like a car that you drive where you want it to go. And so, you know, as practitioners, we live in direct energy. So we need to get over that, you know, oh, my God, you know, is the universe going to think I'm awful? Or this leaving it up to the universe, that's bullshit.
Yeah. Yeah, leaving it up to the universe, I see where you're going. I agree.
And, you know, and the other thing is, you know, people are really, really afraid to make a mistake with magic.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it's like anything else. The only people who don't make mistakes are people who aren't doing anything.
True.
And, you know, so you can sit on your ass and blame the universe when you don't get what you want, or you can be a mover and shaker and go for it. If you manifest something you didn't want, well, you know what? Then you'll just have to undo that. It's not the end of the world.
There you go.
That goes back to my point earlier about don't forget to undo that.
yeah, you know, I mean, there's nothing so bad it can't be rectified. And, you know, when I was a baby witch, you know, I wasn't supposed to be working magic and so on and so forth, and I did anyway, and I made a big mess, and I couldn't tell my teachers that I'd done it because I wasn't supposed to have done it to start with. And so I had to figure out how to clean up my mess.
Yeah,
and you know
true.
What? It took me a while, but I learned more about magic from having to clean up my mess than I would have learned at anybody's knee or in any book.
The things I learned the fastest and the hardest were the things I did to myself.
Of course. You know, the lessons that you buy are the lessons that you learn well. The ones that cost you.
Oh, yeah. You won't make that mistake again, will you? Oh, no.
I was so damn stubborn when I was young. Sometimes I tried again just to make sure I wasn't wrong the first time.
Oh, I've done that, Dorothy.
You know.
Oh, are you sure I was wrong the first time? Maybe I was right. Let me try it this way. No,
well, yeah,
dummy.
Because, you know, different time, different person, you know, different situation, different
yes.
area.
Let's just
go for it and see what happens.
I thought it was just me.
No.
Oh, that's hilarious.
And, you know, and any witch that has been doing this for 20 years or better.
Uh-huh.
Has done that too. We've all
yeah.
done it.
Yeah.
Oh yeah,
more than
you know,
even sometimes more than twice.
Mhm. You betcha. So, you know, folks need to get over this. You know, what if I make a mistake? Well, if you make a mistake, then you fix it. And if you don't know how to fix it, then you know you can always email me, and I'll see if I can tell you how to fix it. And if not, we'll research it. You know, it's not a big deal.
We are so lucky to have you.
Oh, I don't know about that. That's kind of scary.
Only to the other team, honey, not to us.
but really, truly, you know, I as old as I am, you know, I still make mistakes. And you know, and I'm always going to make mistakes because I'm human.
Of course.
You know,
exactly.
All of us are.
Of course.
And so, you know, but I don't worry about that because, you know, I can get up and try to have the best day ever.
Yep.
And not worry about the fact that I might make a mistake. Or I can
mm-hmm.
stay in bed where I'm sure not to make one. And what's the point in that?
Yeah, that's not fun.
No. So, you know.
I know. Lori in the chat room said you should put that on one of your mugs. The universe is not your mama.
Oh, my God, Lori. I'll get right on that because that's a great idea.
It is a great idea. I
fabulous.
Love that.
Oh, goodness. Maybe with my little Wicked Witch leg pent on the front of it, huh?
Oh, that
would be perfect.
Oh, there you go. Are you kidding? Oh, Dorothy, do it. When's it going to be available?
Well,
yeah.
as soon as I can design it and send it to Cafe Press.
There you go. That's hilarious.
That's
what a great thing. The universe is not – Dorothy, you got to put bumper stickers. You got to.
Okay, I can do that too
stickers.
At Cafe Press. Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah,
that would be hilarious.
Oh, goodness. So anyway, gosh, someday when I'm rich and famous, Lori, I'll have to hire you.
There you go.
There you go.
And I think she's actually going to message you because she can't decide on the starter product. So
okay.
So she's probably going to be messaging you later.
Okay.
But
that's
yeah,
good. I'll keep my eyes out.
Yeah, I do
I get
in there and I'm like, God, I want it all, but I don't have enough money for it all. Not in one swoop. So it's like trying to narrow it down is really, really hard.
Oh, well, you know, PayPal has a thing now, I think, that where they have like a bill me later thing. I think if you, I think they have an option.
Uh-oh.
But on invoices.
You know, and I have a business account with them. I could probably get one. Ooh, you just opened a can of worms.
Well, I think their bill me later option when you pay an invoice is if you've spent $99 or more, I think they'll bill you later. I think you have to spend $99 before you can do it. But I think with every invoice, there's when you hit pay on it, I think that option pops up. I think.
I'm in so much trouble. I'm going shopping tonight.
The only thing I will caution people about on the website is that if they want to order anything, like any of the wall hangings, altar cloths, anything that requires sewing, they have to have it into me by December the 1st, because otherwise I can't guarantee it for Yule delivery. I can't.
Right.
Yeah.
This time, you know, normally my busy time is really October, and then I've got, like, holiday sales, and I've got orders, holiday sales orders for retail stores and so on and so forth. But this year I've also got other things going on. I've got a wedding to perform. I've got all kinds of stuff going on in December. And we've got Thanksgiving coming up, and that's an out-of-town thing. And then Mark and I leave, like, on the 18th to go to New Orleans for vacation, and we won't be back until just before the first of the year. So, you know, so I'm kind of in a crunch time-wise as far as sewing stuff goes. So, you know, folks need to know that.
Oh, which reminds me, I have a product question, please, if I can, Ms. Dorothy.
Sure.
On the 12 pocket bags, when I tell you this woman makes some stuff, I am not kidding. Get on this website. Y'all got to see this stuff. The 12 pocket bags, the big, the totes, is there a closure in the top?
No, there is a, on the 12 pocket, there is a Velcro, the large outside pocket.
Uh-huh.
Has a Velcro closure on both sides. Okay?
Good to know.
Okay. Your tote bag is open on the top. There's not a zipper.
Okay.
But it's got pockets on the inside. It has three, I'm doing this from memory, I'm not on my website. it has three small pockets on each on both outer sides, and then a large pocket on both outer sides. And then it has pockets in the middle.
Nice.
Nice.
So,
nice.
Anyway. I remember one year I wound up having all at once, thank God, I really wasn't running Wicked Witch Studios like I am now. I didn't have nearly as many products. But one year I had six of those bags to make, and I had 15 altar cloths to make.
Wow.
And that all came in around Thanksgiving. And everything was a Yule order. And talk about, you know, sewing half all day long and half the night.
Uh-huh.
And I was so tired when we finally went on vacation. It was like, you know, I slept on the plane, and we had a connection. Mark had to wake me up for the connection, and he said something about when we had a layover. He said something about getting something to eat, and I said, "Oh, I just want to sleep. You eat, you know." Just just wake me up when it's time to get on the next plane.
poor Dorothy.
So I'm glad I don't have those kinds of orders this year, you know, a whole bunch like that, because I don't know if I'd get it all done. But anyway, that's why I'm saying, you know, I've got to have, you know, any sewing orders, I've got to have them by December the 1st, otherwise I can't guarantee them.
Oh, and would you look at these tarot bags she does, too? Oh, Dorothy, I'm sorry, I can't help it. There are the most beautiful hand-sewn tarot bags in more than one size, I have to say. Those of you who have tarot decks of odd size that you can't find a box for, or you don't want to have to carry a wooden box in your purse, may I highly recommend one of these sewn tarot bags. Yes, indeed. I'm sorry, Dorothy, I have to.
Well, thank you. And they have pockets.
I know. They have pockets.
Awesome.
So you can put your timer in there, or if you're a professional reader, you can put your money in there, you know, with your cards.
I
actually have one, and I carry a piece of amber in mine.
I carry blue lace agate. That's the stone I use. So
really?
Yes, ma'am. I absolutely carry blue lace agate in every one of my tarot bags and boxes.
How cool is that?
Everything has a piece. Yeah, you got to. You have to have your stone. And I thought that was just me, so I'm delighted to know I'm not the only one. I have to highly recommend these hand-sewn items. This is, like, amazing stuff. It really is. And it's not because she's a guest. It's because I really like it.
Well, thank you. You know, it's funny when the, you know, a few years ago, and a lot of this had to do, I think, with e-books and so on and so forth, but and some had to do with the economy, but the bottom fell out of the book market for a while.
Mm-hmm,
because, you know,
yeah.
Part of it was, you know, books were fringe, and people were having to cut fringe because they had to feed their families.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
They were really watching their money and stuff, and so... you know, and so many people were losing jobs because folks had to downsize, you know, and all that. And so, you know, I thought, oh, my God, you know, what am I going to do? You know, what other marketable skills do I have?
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, it occurred to me, well, you know, little Southern girls learn to sew from the time they can hold a needle, whether they want to or not.
Yep.
And so let's just give it a shot. And so the first thing I did was I made two altar cloths, just two. And I sold them both within 30 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
And so I thought, okay, let's make some more. And so I did one series of 100, a limited edition series of 100, and no two were exactly alike.
Yep.
All the same pattern, but, you know, one of the fabrics at least would be different. And you know, people could choose the color, they just couldn't choose the fabric because fabrics are discontinued in the blink of an eye.
Yes.
And so, you know, it depended on, you know, what I had and or what I could get my hands on. And so then after I did that, I started the second series of 100. And I think I've done 45 of those.
Mm.
Wow.
But, you know, but it was amazing. You know, people think they don't have any marketable skills. And sometimes you just need to give it a little thought and discover that you really do.
Yeah, well, and sometimes, it you know, necessity is the mother of invention.
Well,
when
it is.
You find the thing, you know, sometimes I think I have absolutely no talent whatsoever. And then I realize all of the different things I do and how they're applicable in other realms aside from doing what I do for a day job, I can apply those some of those skills to other things.
Well,
you know,
yeah.
The art of, and it's amazing how when you're, you know, some of the most successful people in the world actually started their current multi-million dollar business at absolute dirt poor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that's when they discover what their real calling is or what they're really good at.
Well, yeah, and, you know, and people, I think people don't realize. You're right. People don't realize what skills they have. You know, anybody that can run a household can work in management and run a business.
I agree.
You know,
yes.
I mean, it really is the same thing. You know, simple organizational skills, good people skills. That's it.
Yep.
And
by the way, Raina makes some amazing jewelry. Oh, well, thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
And so do you
beautiful bracelets.
So do you have your jewelry on a website, or do you sell it on Etsy, or what do you do with that?
Actually, Dorian sells it for me through her shop.
Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
I've got something special for you that I'm sending to you, Miss Dorothy. You don't have to worry about that. Yes, ma'am. I am getting it ready for shipping. You'll have it before you leave for your holiday.
Oh, now and that website is Cobalt Raven. Is that right?
Cobalt Raven's Magical Notions.
Okay, but Is it cobaltraven.com? What is the address for that?
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on a second. I got to look it up now. It's magicalnotions.storeandy.com, and it's magical with a K. And I actually, I have, I think, one of your books in there. I think I have Everyday Magic, and I've been trying to get my hands on more books, but I can't access them, so I'm trying to find some more vendors so I can get your stuff in there. Like,
cool.
Yeah, totally. Your Wicked book. Oh my God.
Uh huh. Utterly Wicked.
I live by that book. Yes. Utterly Wicked. Love that book.
You know, one of my relatives has a really good friend, and to be perfectly honest with you, I think this guy probably he was a mercenary.
Wow.
And I think and I think he was probably an assassin. But never really talks about what he does, you know, just kind of talks around it. And so anyway, this relative of mine decided that I needed to send him a copy of Utterly Wicked because he thought he'd get a real kick out of it. This guy loved it. Bought 6 copies for his friends.
Wow.
Yeah. That was so funny to me. And you know, Mark says, So honey, you do realize that you're, you know, giving snipers other options, right? And it's like, well, you know, worse things could happen. This isn't nearly as messy.
Oh, you're hilarious.
The worst thing. We've got like only less than 3 minutes left. And they need to give us more time on this because it goes by so quick. It really
That's because I'm a motor mouth and I won't hush.
Oh, no.
It's the best. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Trust me. This is like her and I. You know, one of these days, you know, we're all going to have like we're going to have a three-way.
Three-way
conversation. We could probably go for hours.
You know what? We probably could. I actually think that you know, eventually we're going to have to all get together.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. We see now. That's why I'm going to be buying some more of the cash stuff, the cash flow, because yes, we need to travel. I'm getting the itch feet. And there's so many people we want to go see. We want to go see you. We want to go up to Boston and see all our friends up there. We want to go down to New Orleans. Oh God, 90 seconds. Shut up, you British whore. Sorry, she's yelling in my ear. Like, no, stop it.
We can't. Yeah, but we can't hear her.
I know. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking. Yeah, I'm talking to myself. The voice is in my head.
Anyway, Miss Dorothy, yes. I love you, and you will be getting an order from me within the next hour.
I love y'all too. Thank y'all so much for having me.
Thank you for coming
anytime.
On.
Anytime. Thank you so much.
And y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
Love you to pieces.
Love y'all too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Everybody, please go visit wickedwitchstudios.com. Miss Dorothy Morrison is a treasure of our community, and her products are dynamite. And I'm 52 Absolutely. Years old. I've tried a lot of shit. So this is good stuff. Trust me. Anyway, sorry, sis. What were you saying?
No, I was just going to talk us out because, we've got like a couple seconds left. But bright blessings. You guys have a great weekend. It's been a fun show. Wish we could have stayed longer. I'm going to work on it. But we love you guys. Bright blessings.
Love you. Bright blessings. Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Yes, happy Turkey Day. Bye.